Thank you for this evening. I thank you, Father, that you've called us here. You've called us here to this place. I thank you that we are blessed in the land that you called us to. This is the land that you called us to, and we are blessed in that land. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, it's just such a privilege to be called of you and to be co-laborers with you, just doing your job, doing your works, seeing the fruits of righteousness in our lives. I just thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for this evening. I thank you for the night that it's ordained of you, Lord. I thank you that you'll fill my mouth with good things, that, Father, my tongue will be as a pen of a ready writer. I thank you, Lord, that your word is alive. And as we share the word, as we pray, as we lean on you for direction, Father, that you'll direct our paths and we'll accomplish much tonight. I thank you that just because there's two or three here, four, we'll accomplish much, because you said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst. You're right here. You can have front row seat. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for coming. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Let everything that we say and do be honorable and a reflection of you and your spirit. Thank you, Father. Glory. Lord, we just we bring our tithe and our offerings in tonight. We'll just do that, and we just offer those to you, Lord. We thank you that everything that we have belongs to you. And, Lord, you desire for us to be blessed. You desire for us to have more than enough. You desire for us to be able to give to every good work. You desire for this church to prosper. And I just thank you, Father, for prosperity for the saints. I thank you, Father, that I'll prosper in everything I set my hand to. You said that we would prosper in all our ways. So, Lord, as we commit our lives to you and we give of our offerings and our tithe, Father, to you, we just thank you that they're blessed, that they'll accomplish what they need to accomplish in this body, Father, and that salvation for the lost, Father. We'll pray that it will, our church will be a light and a place where people can come and where there'll be many come to know you here. We just give you praise for that in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Thankful for the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful that I grew up in a Pentecostal, Spirit-filled church, and I'm thankful that God brought me into the knowledge of the truth of his word through Brother Hagin and through different people that shared his word with me. But I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost, because people were good to teach and help, but until the Holy Ghost opened my understanding and gave me revelation, it just didn't connect with my heart until it's illuminated and revealed by the Holy Ghost. So I'm thankful for him. He's like your best friend. He's my best friend. You know, you can talk to him. You can depend on him. You can fall apart right in front of the Holy Ghost, and he doesn't beat you up or nothing. He just is there to lift you up and to help you. You know, he's so real. The Holy Spirit's so real to me. It's not like he's just a part of the Trinity out there way away, but he's just like right here. He's here. You know, he's right in our midst. He's right inside us. He lives in us. He teaches. He's my teacher. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit, is he'll teach you. You know, when you don't know something, it says the scriptures will give understanding to the simple. And I like that, because I'm pretty simple sometimes. But there's even the word to cover that. You know, he gives understanding to the simple. So God, he'll illuminate God's word. All week long, I did know what I was going to teach on. And it's, you know, you get down to the wire and you think, Lord, what? You know, you don't want to just come up here and start babbling, and Pastor trusts you enough to let you teach that you want to be led. But I just didn't really have a leading until right before service, but It's just something that I've been doing more of, pulling myself back. You know, you can know something, and you know you leak. Sometimes you can know, you can have knowledge of the word, and you can apply things in your life, but you can let it go as you go through life and situations, circumstances, and seasons in your life. You can know something and have applied it, but quit and just lay it down. But you know, that's the good thing about the Holy Spirit. He doesn't beat you up about it, but he pulls you back so ever tenderly and teaches you and shows you how wonderful it is to be led by him and allow him to show you things. You know, it's just, I just love the Holy Spirit. I love you, Lord. So I want to look over in Ephesians chapter 6, pastor's scripture that he's always bringing up. This Bible is new, so I got pages like crazy to... That's why I use my phone sometimes. Okay, Ephesians 6 and 18. I want to pull that up in the Amplified Classic, Debbie. Is it up? Oh, I bet we don't have our lights on. Okay, well, I'll begin. Ephesians 6:18. The King James says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. That's kind of right there. He's saying, pray for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. So it was the Holy Spirit making known the mystery of the gospel through him, through Paul here. It's not that Paul knew so much. It was the Holy Spirit giving him revelation. So this says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I remember someone teaching this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. There's more than just one kind of prayer. And, you know, that's... Sometimes we forget that prayer has different kinds of prayer. We have the prayer of faith, but I can pray the prayer of faith for me, but I can't really pray the prayer of faith for someone else because they may not have that faith. There's a prayer of agreement. There's a prayer of intercession. There's seven different kinds of prayer, and I'm not going to go into all of that, but this says in the Amplified Classic, pray at all times, on every occasion, in every season. And we talk about having different seasons in our life. Well, this covered that too. In every season, in the Spirit. Mary Fran had said one time, when you're praying in English, pray in the Spirit in English. We're not just praying in English to be praying words. You hook up with your Spirit. And all prayer is praying in the Spirit. You may not be praying in tongues, but you want to be praying in the Spirit. So all prayer should be done in the Spirit. Even prayers in English need to be done in the Spirit. With all manner of prayer and entreaty, to that keep alert, watch with strong purpose and perseverance. The word watch, be watchful. you know, when it talks about the watchman in Habakkuk, it says he'll stand on his watch, and that's talking about prayer. So we're supposed to be watchful in prayer, interceding on behalf of all saints, God's consecrated people. So that's our job, to intercede, to watch when we see our brothers and sisters struggling, or we hear, but the Spirit of God will lay on somebody on your heart. You know, I've just been praying in the Spirit as much as I possibly can. This last few weeks, I've turned it back on. And I know I pray in the Spirit every day, but I've been waking up in the night praying, and I wake up, I pray in the Spirit. I go to the bathroom, I pray in the Spirit. I get up of a morning, I don't feel like it, I pray in the Spirit. You know, I'm just praying in the Spirit all the time. And I'm noticing that keenness to be aware of what God's saying. You know, it's like the word's even more alive, and I see it easier by praying in the Spirit. It says over in Jude 1 and 20, God gave me a song about that, this one time. Build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's what we do. We build up ourselves. First of all, to reach someone else, we got to keep ourselves built up. For me to do this, pray at all times, on every occasion, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer, to watch with strong purpose and perseverance and intercede on the behalf of other saints, of the saints, I've got to keep myself built up. So the first priority in our life is keep ourselves built up. Keep ourselves in the Word. Keep ourselves praying in the Spirit, because the Spirit and the Word agree. And you can, if you just have the Word, like Pastor says, you have the law. It gets dry. But if you just have the Spirit, you get flaky, and people do all kinds of weird things. And I've been both places, you know, so I know it's true. But the Spirit and the Word agree. So we need to keep the Word level at a high in our life, especially right now. I mean, if you watch the news at all, time's short. It's getting closer. And I've got children, I've got grandkids that need to get on the stick here and get their lives in order. They can't do it by themselves. They don't understand. The world is blind to this, to the things that's going on. They just think when things are hard, go to the bar. Go do something to get my mind off of it. They don't know how to handle the things that's happening in their lives. And there's, you know, a sinner sins, but we are the light. We're the light of the world. And, you know, light shines through darkness. And we can shine. You know, I know I was praying in my car going to town that one day, it's been a few months ago, but God keeps bringing back to me. I was praying in the Spirit, and I started saying, there's brighter days ahead. There's brighter days ahead. There's going to be brighter days ahead. There's going to be brighter days ahead, you know. And I keep saying that. There's going to be brighter days. When it's dark, there's going to be bright days for us. And light is going to be out there so that people that are in darkness can come to the light. Just like when Jesus walked the earth, he walked and they came to him. They seen light. They seen what their needs, they had needs, they knew where to take it. And we are Jesus in this earth. We are the Spirit of God walking through this earth. Pastor keeps telling us in Clay City, you don't realize you are light. People see you when they're around you. They see that light, even though you think you don't have the light shining at times, and our things that we go through, or being around our family and getting upset at this one or that one, we think, oh, my light's not shining. But we are the light, and we can't put that light out. So I'm going to share another scripture. Interceding just means we're petitioning in the favor for someone else. We're interceding for someone else. Romans 8:26. Let's look at that, just in the King James. This is one of my favorite scriptures because, like I said, the Holy Spirit is so real to me. 8:26. How many of you knew what that scripture was before I... This is the scripture you need to learn. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And go on to 27. He that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints. We're coming back to Ephesians. Ephesians telling us to make intercession for the saints. And this is telling us here, the Spirit of God is who makes intercession through us. And he knows our infirmities. He knows our weaknesses, but he comes alongside and helps us to make intercession for the saints. And the perfect thing, or the greatest thing is, it's not according to what we think. It's according to the will of God. So if the Holy Spirit's praying through us, as we lend ourselves to him, he will pray out the perfect will of God. You know, we think we know what people need, but we don't. We know in our head what we see, but the Holy Spirit knows the perfect will of God. He knows what people need, you know, and he knows how to reach them. And that's been my determination. As Paul said, it's my determination. I'm determined to reach that prize that is set before me. I'm determined to run this race and to accomplish the will of God in my life and for my family. You know, I it's not just me and us four no more, like it says, but if we don't reach our family, you know, we want to reach our family and our friends. Start there. Start with those right around us to pray for them and to intercede for them. No one loves your kids like you do. You know, most people can't stand your kids, or they don't want to be around somebody else's kids. You love yours. But I know I used to have kids come to my house, and I'm like, that kid gets on my nerves, you know, because they do things, and I think, man, I'm glad that my kids don't act that way. Because you see somebody else's kids act up or something, they get on your nerves. But your kids, you love, and you overlook things, you know. So it's, our heart is for our loved ones, and God's heart is for our loved ones. God's heart is for those around us. But our priority, keep ourselves built up. I've got to have that priority. Keep myself in the Word and keep myself built up in the Spirit so that I can be aware when God says, pray. Now, I'll share this about my brother years back when we lived beside my brother, and he was an alcoholic for years. Honoriest kid you ever seen. I don't know how Dad made it through him, but anyway, he was in his 50s, 60s, and my mom passed away when I was 8, but she had 10 children, and she prayed. She was a Baptist lady, full of the Word, but then she got filled with the Holy Ghost, and they didn't really want her at the Baptist church anymore, and so she ended up in the Pentecostal church, and she marked her Bible up. She had her Bible marked up, but she had a lot of, after having 10 children, she just wore out, I think. But she had a lot of health issues, was in the hospital lots of times. Most of my life, I remember her being in a hospital bed and in and out of the hospital. But my brother just would not follow God's ways. He was just very independent and going to do it his way. And Mom prayed for every one of her kids before she left this earth and committed them to God. And I was praying for my baby brother at one time, and the Holy Spirit said, your mom's prayers are still alive for your brother. She prayed for him, and they're still going up as incense before God. So they were still alive. So I could just agree with her prayer and know that two of us, you know, we were praying for him and he got saved. So all of my family got saved and will be saved and will be in heaven. And my brother was the last one that was hanging on, but he had been gone. He had been gone, had been drinking, and had been gone for like a week. And I was praying in the spirit just constantly for him. And I looked out my window because his trailer was here and mine was here. And I looked out my bedroom window and I seen his truck was home. So I wanted to go over there, you know, right away, go check on him. And God said, no, not yet, you know. And I actually, it was just, when people say God speaks, that's how it was. God spoke to me and said, no. So I just stood at my window and just prayed in the Holy Spirit and prayed in tongues. And in here, I could just, you know, groanings. I had groanings and interceding for him. And all of a sudden, in about 20, 30 minutes, he said, go now. So I walked into the kitchen and told Jimmy, I'm going to Bill's. So I walked in the front door, and his wife was sitting on the couch. And I said, everything okay? And she said, no. And I said, where's Bill? And she pointed. So I go to the hallway, and he comes. He was a big man, and he comes walking down the hallway and just fell in my arms. And I'm trying to hold him up, but he was weeping. And he said, oh, God, like that. And I said, yes, God is here to help you. They had decided they would just kill themselves. They were so miserable. They both drank so much. They were so miserable for years. And Linda was a ditz anyway. She was from Kentucky, and whatever Bill said, she just did. So he was just going to shoot the family, get rid of his whole family, and then himself. You read about that. But that's what he, and she was okay with that because that's all they knew to do. They came to their end. But the Holy Spirit, he knew that was his end. So he right now was the time to go. And then he got ready. Sunday, he went to church with me. Rick Stratton was preaching, and he was a fire and brimstone preacher. And my brother said all the way to the back, first time I'd ever seen him in church. And he stood up at the end, walked to the front, and knelt down, both hands in the air, and gave his heart to the Lord, you know. And that was the, you know, it was a teaching for me. It was a teaching. The Holy Spirit was teaching me how to intercede. And that's what I really feel like. We're going to look at one more scripture, Isaiah 66. I think it's verse 8. I heard this week. Well, I'm going to read this while you look there, but Galatians 6:2 says, bear you one another's burdens, and so you fulfill the law. Bearing one another's burdens, the way to do that is through prayer. When someone has problems, the way to bear their burden, the way to lift them up, the way to help them is through prayer. Isaiah 66:8, the very last of that, but we'll just read it. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? This is talking about Israel. But it's also talking about Zion. It says, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Zion is a church. Is called the church. Is the church is called Zion. As soon as the church travailed, she brought forth her children. Now over in Galatians, I think Galatians 4:19. Pull that up. Galatians 4:19. Paul's praying for the church here, or for the body. He's saying, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Now, he's talking about the church. They're saved, but they had gotten away from doing the right. They had laid down things and walking in natural ways, I guess, in sin, I don't know, but he's seen them in that shape, and he prayed. He said, I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. So that's our job. When we see people in this body or people outside this body as Christians or whatever, our job is to travail in birth. Travail is like when a woman travails in birth. It's not easy, and it takes time. And the old Pentecost people used to call it praying through. They would, and I've been seeing a lot of that as a child. You know, they'd get at the altar, which we need altars because we don't have altars at home sometimes. And it's a time that we get back down to altars and praying. But they would stay at an altar and pray. And I've heard so many testimonies of people, Pentecost, they didn't even have the word knowledge that we have. They had a little bit, but they would pray and pray in the night until they knew it was done. And that takes a decision. It takes perseverance, because we want to pray the prayer of faith. Oh, bless Ricky, Lord, take care of his needs. Bless him with everything he needs in Jesus' name. I agree with you, Ricky. We're done. But sometimes we need to travail in prayer. You know, the old Christians, Smith Wigglesworth, he prayed. He would sense people, their hurts. He would sense, like Lee Woods, he used to have the gifts of the Spirit working and stuff, and he would have like a pain in his back, you know, and God would give him that pain because it was in someone else. So sometimes the gifts of the Spirit are working in that way. Then I don't understand everything, but I do know we can intercede on behalf of other people. And I've got people that I'm had it up to here in the natural with, and I was like, okay, Lord, I have had it. You know what he said? Pray. Intercede. Let's get to business here. That takes time, and you sometimes have to let things go around you. You know, but I could do dishes and pray in the Spirit, you know, but there's a seriousness involved in how badly do you want to see change in someone? How badly do you really want to let God work in their life? Is it easier just to say, I'm tired of it. Heck with it. That's their decision. They can do what they want. I'm tired of telling them, blah, blah, blah. You know, we do that. We get tired of messing with people because people are stupid. You know, people don't have any sense. People don't do what you know they should do, and they're not going to. But when the Holy Ghost reveals himself to them, just like he did Paul on the way to Damascus, a murderer, somebody killing Christians, he had a meeting with Jesus. And that's what our families, and that's what the people that's getting on our nerves, that's what they need. You know, there's kids in Clay City, these poor kids that nobody knows how to take care of, and they're just running the streets, and they knock on my door, and I run kids off, and no, they can't have company, and this and that. Those kids, somebody better intercede for them, or who's going to? Who is going to do it? You know, Jesus, God said, I looked for a man. I looked for a man. So he's looking for us. He's asking us. He's asking me. This may just be my burden, whatever. It may be my convictions. God is saying, pray, pray, pray. Pray for these people. Pray. Instead of letting them get on your nerves, pray. Instead of letting them get on your nerves and complaining, that has not helped. I've done my share, and it didn't help. It just magnifies the problem. All it does is magnify the problem, and it's not going to go away by magnifying the problem. So, prayer. So that's what I mean, we're not going to spend a lot of time, but I hope this is something that connects with your heart, and it's just not my convictions. But I think, you know, just like that scripture says in Isaiah, when Zion prevailed, travailed, She brought four children. You know, and we want salvation. We want people to come in. We want new births. You know, not just converts. They said new birth. We want someone to get born again. And they're going to be born out of travail, out of intercession. That's part of a prayer that most people, we don't hear a lot about. Now, when Mary Fran used to come to the church, we had intercession. We would be on the floor. We would pray. Pastor Jennifer, how many times we laid in the floor at Laureen's, praying in the Spirit and travailing for Clay City, you know, and God will not let go of Clay City. Even when I told Pastor Earl, if we need to quit, let's, you know, that's, we can. But in my heart, when he said, no, we're not going to, it was just like joy, rejoicing in my spirit, because I know we've travailed in the Spirit for those people. Even though they get on my nerves in the natural, God loves these people. And he wants to reach the world, and he can use four people. He didn't have hundreds of people when Azusa Street started. You get two or three people praying and meaning getting down to business and letting the Holy Ghost lead that prayer and lead you to people, we're going to get something done. And that way it's not going to just be us and our ideas. You know, and it's not up to Pastor Earl and Pastor Jennifer to build this church. It's up to the body. The sheep beget sheep. But we beget those sheep in prayer first. Prayer is the prerequisite for all that God wants to do. And he will birth out of that prayer works, you know, things that need to be done. He'll pull people in to take their place in the body, that where they need to be. So, you know, I'm just sharing my heart, I guess, and I want to be used in intercessory prayer, and I want to see people's lives changed. And that's why. It's not because I want to be used. It's because I want God to get some work done. I want to get the work done because time is short, and the works that He said, greater works than these would we do, because he went to the Father. He went to the Father, sent the Holy Ghost. He went to the Father and sent us the Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one that makes intercession for the saints. The Holy Spirit's the one that's going to teach us how. You know, teach me. That's what I tell God. Teach me. Teach me how. Teach me. Show me where I'm missing things. Show me how to pray. Show me what I need to let go of. You know, show me what I need to pick up. Show me my heart, if there's things that I need to let go of, bitterness or frustrations when things don't change as soon as you want it to. You know, or other people don't change. You can get angry at them or bitter at them. I can't afford to allow that stuff to clutter my heart, because I want to see change. Nothing better, nothing in this world makes you happier than to see someone get saved or set free. You know, there's just something about the anointing that it's so precious. He's so precious. So I want you to go ahead and let's come up together and let's pray just for, I want you to pray too. I want you guys to get involved in prayer and let the Holy Spirit lead us to accomplish something. You know, I don't know what he wants to pray about for sure right now, but I know that he wants us to pray. And Pastor Earl, I hope this is all okay with you. You're not here, so we're on our own with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you can sit, Debbie, if you want to sit. You can. Are you sure? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, you're worthy. So worthy. Hallelujah. Ile papa shekete be aso toto poshekete ala toso so papa. Oh papa. Oh papa. Oh papa. Oh, we just yield ourselves to you tonight, Holy Spirit. We just thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, you come alongside and you help us as we intercede, as we pray one for another. You know, you know. I want you all to pray out loud what you need, what you hear. Don't just let whatever is in your heart, pray it out. Pray it out, pray it out. Lizaha, Usheha, Oshahab, let your Baha Kuta Baha, Ehisuha, Shupaha, Letutopa, Sukubale de, Igudu Dugo, Sokobaho, Sokobaho, Koposo, Uto Shokopopo. First of all, supplications and prayers be made for those that are in authority. All those that are in authority. Ha ha ha. We lift them up. We lift up the president. We lift up the president tonight, Father. We lift up the president. We lift up the president of the United States of America. We lift him up to you. Ha bahashu hobata soto. Ikuta paha shukubato atusu le latoto. Wisdom. That's right, wisdom. Yes, wisdom. That's right. Surround him with good counsel, with godly counsel. Surround him. Keep him. Wise counsel. Wise counsel is shake out so brasse, Ido Bushi, keep up, stay, strengthen him, even strengthen his body. Let him be strengthened, let him be strengthened, healed. Isto broseki, haha. Open his eyes of understanding, Lord. Open his eyes. Send forth laborers to that man, send forth laborers to him, Father. Send forth laborers. Ishiki brota I istoloshiki odusta. Not so brosto o broste ikutosto ushtai iklosto kolo broso ko brosha. Itatata usapa nasoto doshi. That's the bow. Debasto ishi. Dehe, say it out loud. Say it. Dahashe da tapaho, makatoto so, ikite de shikita. Ha ha ha, la soto da broche, la broche, la broche. That's right. Yes, isadapa, the pashe, the shiki, no more, doboche, no she, ikito toso, ihihi, utubeshi. Ihi lututukushe kapapa toresera papa. Yes. Ikirushikira bakaso. Ihihitihisu. Speak out what you hear. Dehishama ashe. Hear, we hear. Zibedede su papa pashikihe. Ihi kikukusa. Ke kakusha kapahaka toto shikihe. Iklahai joba suso te presto ya bada soto lefresha ha da pasete te ukolo pokoko eso kopo pokola ukopala ukopale iti te te doso dosh behind ish nash yes
those that are in the shadow Father God. Telling him what to do.
No, yes.
We command that to be stopped in the name of Jesus.
Yes, say so.
He's trying to destroy the United States. We bind it up.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. This nation, Father God, is brought about by you.
Yes.
So
yes.
Therefore, Father God, we turn it back to you.
Yes.
We give it back to you.
Yes.
Shadadabazoka.
Isha Hamahashe.
And those wanting to destroy the United States, we command them to stop, change their hearts, Father.
Yep,
yes. Let them fall in love with the United States.
You said, Father, you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh, upon all flesh. You would pour out of your spirit upon all flesh, from those in authority, for those in high places, Father. Oh, we just thank you. Pour out your spirit. Pour out your spirit. All those that are Christian in the White House, those that are Christian, those that are light, Father, I pray that that light shines in this dark days. I pray, Father, that you will stir the hearts of those Christians. Father, stir the hearts of the Christian. Stir the hearts of the Christian to speak, to speak, to speak, to declare, to stand, to declare the word, to stand in your place, to stand for those. Raise up the army, Father, for this last day. Raise them up, raise them up, raise them up. Raise up this church, Father, we pray. I thank you, Father, that the apathy and the sleepiness, the slumbering, it's time to wake up. Wake up, church. Wake up, church. Wake up. Wake up. Oh, I thank you to awakening. Yeah, an awakening. Ha, ha, ha. An awakening and a revival in this land. Shaking, that's right. Shaking. Yes, rising up. That's right. Rising up to take the place. That's right. Yes. Power for the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous.
This church is
yes,
alive.
It is. Alive, alive.
Oh, they're coming in to be set free.
That's right.
They're coming in to be saved. They're coming in to be
joyful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, the Bashika Bostake, hey, a bra to say. We'll finish our course, Lord. We will finish. We're finishers. We're finishers. Running the race to the finish. Finishes. Yes. Yes. Ikia Hoshe. Iguda Hasupapa. Leturostai. Oh, let's supa. Uba Hashikehe.
I believe it's an Indian lady.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I see her.
Yeah. Ha ha. Yes.
Ush.
Papa has to. Ha ha. Ida. Deliverance, 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 Father, deliverance, the boste, the brood, the bahai. Yes, we do. We do. Bold. Isudabod, the Dioshula, Hasula, Papa Show. Oh, Kope. That's right, Father, we do. You hear us. You have ears. You hear us. You hear us. Ikulapashi leprahasto. Eglahashti hila papaboste. Yeah. Yes, ikulu hileprahaste. Eglais to kudaprasha. Oh, leprasaki. Yes, you did. You brought us here. You brought us here for a time such as this. We've been brought into the kingdom for such a time. For such a time. For such a time. Here we are, Father. You've brought us here for such a time as this. Father, we lift up Yes, the course high. Utaposhi. Ina hashti. Yes, yes. Thank you, Father. Yes. Thank you, Father. Yes, your word strengthens us. Yes, you are. Yes, you are always. Yes. Yes. That's right. You do. You make the way plain. You make the way plain. You shine light on our path. Yes. Now, Father, we just lift up pastors to you. We lift up Pastor Earl, Pastor Jennifer. Oh, the gifts, the gifts. Oh, thank you. Thank you for those gifts, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And lo, bro, oh, sta, do,